After conflicting rulings from judges on the widely used abortion pill mifepristone, what is the Food and Drug Administration supposed to do next? It's an important question for the nation's top drug regulator, as judicial action on mifepristone could have broad implications for the FDA's authority going forward. Reporter Sarah Overmall is here for some answers. She's with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Sarah, hi.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So the FDA approved mifepristone more than 20 years ago. Now one judge in Texas says they were too hasty. Another judge in Washington says the FDA should preserve the status quo. What do we know about how the FDA will regulate mifepristone going forward?
So what we already know is that the FDA has appealed the Texas judge's decision, and we will find out by this Friday whether that appeal means that mifepristone will stay on the market while this works its way through the court. It's likely not going to appeal the Washington decision because that's the status quo and it wants to keep that. But if, say, on Friday or in the future, a judge, an appeals court judge, rules that mifepristone must be pulled from market, there is one more sort of authority in the FDA's pocket, and that's something called enforcement discretion. That means that it can essentially refuse to penalize providers who continue to provide this drug. And it's done that before when there's major policy shifts or it doesn't agree with those shifts.
And I know in your reporting, you looked at the question of, is this a good option, you know, if need be? What's the answer to that question? Should the FDA use that authority?
Well, it could, but it likely won't, you know, tamper down any of this controversy. And a lot of advocates are arguing that it's premature to consider that because we should be arguing on the merits of this case and on FDA's authority over approval of drugs rather than what FDA can kind of do backdoor to ensure that things stay on market. FDA ignoring rules is going to lead it to trouble eventually, and people want to preserve FDA's broader authorities here, not just on mifepristone, but everything that it approves.
So hundreds of drug company executives signed a letter calling for the reversal of the Texas ruling. What do the two rulings and the confusion mean for drug makers?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, those drug makers and those executives, their concern is that this could open up this sort of Pandora's box of questioning the authority of FDA over anything that's seen as a controversial drug or product. So we're talking about things like birth control, vaccines, hormone replacement therapy. If someone files a lawsuit to a judge like this on those, and then they make these cases that it was approved hastily or for political reasons, that endangers anything that, you know, a drug maker has spent hundreds of millions of dollars bringing to market. And the pharmaceutical industry, like any industry, doesn't want that kind of uncertainty.
Yeah, and just finally, the Texas ruling, you know, it came so long after mifepristone was first approved, which raises questions about FDA's authority and the finality of FDA decisions. How concerned are regulators about the court's willingness to issue a ruling like this?
They're very concerned. I mean, like you said, it's been more than 20 years. There's been lots of data in the meantime. We know that it's been linked to relatively few side effects, especially compared to other medicines that people use pretty broadly. And so when you have something that's been on the market for 20 years and suddenly it could get pulled, there's this question of what is safe under the FDA purview. And so that's why, you know, the agency and the Justice Department are planning to fight this pretty broadly. And there's this real expectation that this will go to the Supreme Court.
Sarah Overmall is a Washington correspondent with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you for having me.